The thing I'm having is I just bought a stupid wireless mouse.
But can I do that with Wi-Fi?
Now my screensaver doesn't work.
And that's the solution I'm looking for.
Yep, that would be it.
Something that they call drive-by download.
Okay, stop there.
Try to boot into something called safe mode. Take my advice and go get this free program that is out of this world.
Eliminate those and see if the problem still persists.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Does your computer bite?
There's nothing that comes in the computer that's of any value.
Has your hard drive gone floppy?
The head whack is the thing that makes you kind of go, don't!
It's time to call the Computer Corner.
We're not your daddy's computer radio show.
Is this thing on?
On News Talk 92.3. KTAR.
Welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner. We're here to talk to you today, as every weekend, about technology, about computers, about things in your life that make your life hopefully a little easier, maybe a little more frustrated. And we've got a studio full of people here ready to talk to you and help you out with your technology consternation, your frustrations with all things digital. Here for the next 2 hours, we got a lot of ways you can participate, and we'll throw those ways out first and then talk about who's in studio and sort of the format for today's show. You can give us a call, 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. That's the phone number, the old analog method, and obviously the most popular. I'll warn you, the lines do tend to fill up awfully quick, so if you are dying to ask a question, you've got some troubles with something, you need some advice on what to purchase, anything like that, jump on board early. Again, 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. You can also check us out online, datadoctors.com/radio. And if you can't figure out the whole slash thing, I know it freaks people out. By now, I think you'd have it. But if you're not getting that, just datadoctors.com, click where it says radio show. You'll be at the same place. There you'll see links to ask a question, make suggestions. You can participate in the blog. You'll see our theme. You'll see resources, all kinds of stuff there. So we'll refer to some of that stuff as the show progresses. You might want to get that fired up and in front of you if you want to make this a little more interactive. Again, it's datadoctors.com/radio. Again, when you're there, I mentioned you'll see a theme, and we have a theme each week. This week, we decided to do something a little different, talking about the technology of music and audio. And you're thinking to yourself, well, what does that actually mean? And believe it or not, behind music that you listen to, whether it's stuff you download off the internet, hopefully legally, and paid for, or stuff you listen to on the radio, things you see that are the music behind commercials, whether it's on television, radio, wherever. All of that these days comes in contact with computers and technology in every way, shape, or form. All of the shows, as an example here at KTAR, all streamed out on the internet. And so that stuff's available for you to listen to anywhere in the world. And obviously computers are a big part of delivering that to you, and on the listening side, listening to it. All the commercials and things that you hear that play here and probably most modern radio stations, no longer do they have commercials on, back in the old days, sort of what they called carts, which were like old 8-track tapes. Everything's been digitized. Everything is on computer, and it all runs still with the assistance of us human beings, but all computerized. And so there's a lot of places where technology touches music and audio in general, and we thought that'd be kind of a cool topic. So everything from the beginner, do-it-yourself, you want to be able to record your own podcast. You want to be able to make your own, what in the old days would be called mixtapes, right? Today, maybe called mashups. You want to do that. All the way to the other extreme, which is I want to form a band, and I want to record professionally, and I want to put out albums, and I want to perform, and I want to be on radio. Music and technology are going to go hand in hand. And to help kind of bring that point across, we thought we'd bring some people in that were specialists in the respective areas to help talk about that and educate you and answer questions you might have about it. So besides me and Robert D'Arezio, that comes to help us out and hook you up, the data doctors, right, with our mad knowledge and our mad skills about computers in general, I brought in Mike Ennis, who's directly across from me. And somebody earlier today asked if he played something, and he said, yes, I play guitar. And so he doesn't play guitar. He rules the guitar, and not only the guitar, but before that, the drums, and you can put him in front of just about any instrument. He'll pick it up, and 10 minutes later, play it better than you if you had been playing it all your life.
I'm blushing.
You're blushing?
Yes.
And he knows a thing or two about music and technology and how to combine those things to make music. And so he's a good resource. When I have a question about this kind of stuff, he's the guy I call, and I thought, well, why don't I bring him into the studio? So that's Mike Ennis.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to the show.
Absolutely.
And then to his right.
Left. His left, actually.
His left. My right. Way over there. You got to get close to that mic. Be friendly with it.
Okay, here I am.
Pretend like you're going to
like he doesn't know
do nasty things to that microphone. So just got done recording an album in Nashville. That's as pro as you can get, I think, without it yet quite being on the mainstream radio, right?
Yeah.
Tyler, is it Houston?
It's Houston.
It's Houston. It's not spelled Houston, but it's called Houston. You got to get right on that thing.
I do that to psych you out.
Do that to psych me out?
Yes.
So I thought, here's a guy that is a pro musician. I think you can call yourself a pro when you get paid, right? You do paid gigs?
Sure. We'll say a pro musician. That works.
Yeah.
Is it support all your life at this point? Or you're
no, it does not.
All right. So he's a
struggling pro.
A starving artist.
Struggling pro, yeah.
But obviously a guy at probably closer to the far end of the spectrum as far as the tools that were involved in producing what he's got going on. And we're going to actually integrate a little bit into this show some clips and things from some music that Tyler and his band Novalux have made. And there's actually a show going on tonight we'll talk a little bit about later if you want to see the far end of where technology can take music. And we'll talk about some of the resources online with the social networks and things where you can see that. But Tyler, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
And hanging out. And we'll talk more about your whole deal in just a few minutes. Of course, your call, your question doesn't have to be about music and audio and technology. It can be about the normal, I'm thinking about buying a new computer. Should I wait for Windows 7? We've got some news on Windows 7, by the way. If you've been thinking and waiting and not sure what to do, we've got some advice for you, so make sure you stick around for that. If your question's not about that, but now that school's over, what about keeping the kids occupied for the summer? What about maybe thinking about back-to-school shopping already? You need advice on those things, whatever it is, or just the error message that you're getting, the frustration you're having. We'll take any of that stuff. 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. And of course, again, you can join us online at datadoctors.com/radio. So one of the things, sort of staying on the topic for a second, this radio show is actually right now being recorded. Well, there's a number of ways it's being recorded. All the radio stations around are required to record everything that they air and keep that for some amount of time. And so that happens sort of automatically in the background. At the same time, Pete is hooking us up on the other side of the glass. He's recording this onto CDs in real time so that we can have a copy of the show to be able to put up for our podcasts and things. And at the same time, just in case that doesn't work out for some reason, I use a little program called GoldWave, and it's like a free trial and a couple bucks if you want to buy it. And it runs on my computer back at my office, which is recording right now in real time through the online streaming version of this show. And so between all those things, I have one already on my computer version, one CD version in case that fails, and one, if all those fail, I can go back to people at KTR, and it's a pain for them, but they can pull it and cut it and send it to me. And that's how we capture this show. We take it and we do a little bit of editing to get commercials and things out for you. And then we publish that as our podcast. And so that's just a very, very simple way. I certainly am no audio pro. It took me about half an hour and a crash course on how to learn how to use GoldWave, the program I use. And I'm able to take the show, cut it up, and you get it delivered as a podcast. If you're not already a podcast subscriber, by the way, it's easy. If you've never done it, just go get iTunes. And go search for Data Doctors, two words, Data Doctors. You can see the podcast there. You can subscribe to it, and it'll just start coming to you on a regular basis. So the show will come find you. Kind of a scary thought, right? Instead of you having to listen. Of course, we prefer you to listen, but hey, whatever, right? So just a simple way that technology can be used, in this case, combined with audio, to deliver to you sort of on demand this show. So that's kind of the basics of what we're talking about today. Again, your call doesn't have to be about that. It can be about whatever your technology or computer problem is. 602-277-5827. A quick timeout here. When we come back, some of your calls and questions, more about the technology of music and audio right here in the Computer Corner. Stick around. I wish I would. I wish for once a month to go back where I did not You're listening to the sounds of Novalux. You'll hear you'll hear tracks from their new CD just out. New album? What do we call it?
You can call it anything nowadays.
New record?
A new LP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Album, CD, record. Those are the three, you know, people usually say.
How about musical compilation?
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's called Young. And the reason we brought Tyler in to talk about Novalux and the band, well, for him, it's obvious, right? But,
sure.
But for
shameless self-promotion.
Right. But for us,
what else?
It was tying in. It's a guy I know through some friends that has taken it. I think that's all the way, right? If you go to Nashville or you go to LA and you record,
sure. all but putting your signature on the big contract. But yeah, sure,
right,
absolutely.
You don't quite have yet the gold record to put on the wall,
right?
No Grammys yet.
But short of that, the tools involved in creating that music were, I'm sure, what are the top of the line tools available. The same thing that any commercial artist out there that you listen to, whether it be on the radio or through iTunes or whatever it is,
yep,
the same tools being used to produce music all over the world. And so I thought that was the far end of the spectrum, probably a lot more than regular Joes like me and Robert need to do things like, you know, take a show like this and podcast it. But why not talk about the whole range of the spectrum?
Sure.
And geek out a little.
Sure.
Geek out.
So that was the idea there. So anyway, also just to mention Novalux, who you just heard and who you'll hear throughout the show, and Tyler will be at Flicka's Baja Cantina. Is that the name of the place?
Yes, that's it.
Flicka's, it's in Scottsdale tonight. You guys go on about 11 o'clock?
Yes, we should. Well, it's always, you know.
Get there a little early, yeah, just to be sure.
You assume it's going to be 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock, yes.
And we made it easy in case you can't write all that down and remember all that. If you go to our website, datadoctors.com/radio, in this week's links section, the very bottom link, has a link right to the event page, shows the times, the dates, location, including a map, everything you need to know. So check that out. And if you're up this evening, go check it out.
Come on out.
I'll be there. High five me. That's say, right. What's up, dude? Whatever, right? We're talking a little bit about technology of music and audio, and we invite you to join that conversation or whatever your computer conversation might be. 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. Let's go to the phones, and this will tie in perfectly with music, I'm sure. It's Jeff, who wants to talk about switching to Linux.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is pretty much, currently I run Windows XP on one computer and Windows Vista on another computer. And I'm really just getting sick and tired of the stuff that you have to deal with Windows.
Let's talk about which stuff specifically do you have to deal with that you're frustrated with?
Oh, loading errors, you always get like blue screens and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I'm kind of computer savvy, but I mean, I don't know anything about Linux.
Okay. Well, I'm going to slow you down a little bit and maybe give you some ideas. I have used Linux in the past. I currently own a MacBook, so I use the Mac operating system all the time. I use the Windows operating system all the time. And I can tell you, in the Windows world, which I spend probably most of my time, blue screens are not a regular occurrence for me. I can't even remember the last time I had such a thing. In this room, we got 1, 2, 3 other guys besides me. 3, right? That makes 4 total. Check out my math skills. Anybody here in the room seeing blue screens on a regular basis?
No, right, not at all.
We got to be right on those mics.
No, sir.
Well, my blue screen issue has been solved. It was a Norton problem, which I don't think I'll ever go back to Norton again.
Yeah, but you can't blame that on Microsoft, man.
No, I know. Can't blame it on Microsoft. But there's other things, like certain games aren't compatible with Windows and doesn't run right, or you have to have all these patches, and then Windows wants you to download all this other stuff, constantly downloading stuff.
I can tell you, if you're going to make the jump to the Linux world, you've got a learning curve ahead of you, number one. Number two, there are patches released, I believe, way more often in the Linux world than the Windows world. Now, they're not going to bug you as much. You have to go find them, but you're changing apples for oranges. Whether it's better or worse is really pretty subjective.
Is it?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a whole other place to start. I mean, it doesn't hurt to give it a shot and try it out. My guess is that you're going to end up back in our Windows world. But, hey, give it a shot.
I run 3 computers. So if I do one into Linux just to see, you know, it might be a good idea. I just want to know, is there anything I need to look out for? How do I actually get Linux? Do I buy it at a store or do I get it offline?
Tell you what, Jeff, we're running up right on a break here. We'll talk about that in just a minute. You stick around and the rest of you stick around. We got a line open for you, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Brandon Disney, Robert D'Arezio, Michael Ennis, and Tyler Houston. Back right after this. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. That stuff you hear in the background is called music. It's produced through the magic of technology and computers. More importantly, it's a band called Novalux. And the guy you hear singing,
there he is.
That's the guy sitting here in the studio. Tyler Houston.
How's it going?
That's good stuff. I don't think I've heard this one yet.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, yeah, you have. If you saw us play.
Live, you have.
Yeah.
But just not on the disc.
I've heard it live. It doesn't sound like this live, though.
That's probably yeah. more intense live.
Yes.
Yeah,
people say that our shows are a little more...
Tyler's kind of a freak.
Intense.
I mean that in a nice way, but you'll
I'll take it.
All right, so the picture. Close your eyes.
Okay. Close my eyes.
Closed.
Imagine, if you will.
Imagining.
In a time.
Yes.
So he sits in front of a keyboard, but he has this thing down, like, near his
knees.
Ankles, right? It's low, low,
maybe
low.
Maybe a slight exaggeration.
A little bit.
And then he's pounding that thing like a madman.
Awesome. It's rocking
and
forth.
And then because it's down so low, he can't face it, right? Because you can't get close enough. So he sits sideways to it, and it's down all low, and his arms are stretched out, and he's pounding that thing. And then he has his mic up kind of high, and so he's stretched up. And then he does a lot of songs have these big, like, O's in them. And so he looks like he's like howling up at the moon. He's pounding those keys and his eyes are closed. He's all intense.
And then when he can't take it anymore, he's got to grab the mic and get
and
up from
up.
That keyboard.
Dude, just,
he has got to
move. Over the stage. Come on.
He freaks.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Anyway, if you want to go check out a freak and then the rest of the band, right?
Novalux. Really, who doesn't want to see a bunch of freaks on stage?
That's right.
That's true. You can check them out tonight. We've got links, resources, information at our website, datadoctors.com/radio. You look at the bottom under this week's links and you'll get hooked up. We're talking a little bit about technology of audio and music. And before we went to break, we had a guy that was on about switching to Linux and what are the pitfalls. And we kind of got cut short. And I hope he's still out listening. He kind of bailed off there. But if you're going to go that Linux route, there's a couple of builds, quote unquote, of Linux that I've heard, and I don't have firsthand experience with these, but Ubuntu, am I pronouncing that properly, you think?
I think
it's either
close.
Ubuntu or Ubuntu, one of the two. I've heard that's probably a good place to start as far as learning and getting an easy to use kind of out of the box system. So his other question was, well, do I buy this stuff or what? There are companies on there that will in the world that will sell Linux as a package. What they're really selling is support for it. It inherently is a sort of a free community-based product. So if you just do a little research out on the internet and Google whatever it is you're looking for, Linux and download and Ubuntu as an example, you will find places where you can download it. It'll give you step-by-step instructions. If you don't mind having community-based support, meaning posting things in forums and doing a little bit of digging and searching, then it will be a nice free experience for you. And if you want more handholding and the ability to call people and email people and get direct response, then you might pay some company like maybe Red Hat or others out there that will give you some one-on-one attention. Really what you're paying for is the support less than the product. So a couple of options out there for crazy guys who want to go down that Linux path. We've got a couple people on the line that are calling about something related to the topic of audio and music and technology and things. So maybe we'll jump to them and then continue on the phone call path. Up next, it's Chad on the Computer Corner. Chad, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I had a question for the band.
For the band?
What's up, Chad?
What's that?
What's up, Chad?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Have you guys heard of a program called Reason? And if so, have you played with it at all? And also, what program did you use to record your audio with?
I've heard of Reason. I haven't used it myself, but a lot of my friends in other bands have used it, and actually probably Troyer and Paul, our guitarist, I'm sure have used it.
I saw Mike shaking his head yes to the Reason. So what is Reason, just in a nutshell 10-second description, Mike?
Reason's an app that lets you
When you say app, you mean
application
program.
Yep. Yeah. It lets you, in a nutshell, generate. It's got a lot of different kind of sound generators, like that can produce different types of keyboard sounds, different type of electronic sounds, whatever. You can loop them all together and basically end up creating your own music out of it. It's really flexible, super interesting. It's if you have any geek in you at all, you can take it to super, super high levels. And even if you don't, you can get some neat stuff out of it.
Is it free, or do you have to purchase it?
You have to purchase. It's not free. They may have a trial, but it's not free.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had two other questions mixed in there, and I think one which really relates to the show.
Yeah.
What did you guys, when you were out in Nashville, right?
Yeah.
What the technology involved, the software.
Right.
You know what that is?
Yeah, we used Pro Tools. That's pretty much the industry standard. Mm-hmm. So most of the time, a professional CD is going to be recorded with Pro Tools. Mm-hmm. There are versions of Pro Tools that that people can pick up, you know, and use in their own homes. So there's like prosumer, I think, versions of it as well.
Yep.
We actually, in this week's links at our website, datadoctors.com/radio, the second to last link, it's titled The Ultimate Interface. Check the crazy price. This is a Pro Tools interface. This thing Mike described as the world's ultimate mouse. Now, the size of this thing, imagine taking a refrigerator and laying it down, right? That's the size of this thing. When you see it, it's hard to tell from a picture, right? It's a monster. It's huge. It's probably
just look
as big
at the keyboard and you can
it's
tell.
It's like queen size mattress, okay? Does that help?
Yeah.
All right. So that is what that thing is. $138,000. That's just a way to control Pro Tools the tool.
Yeah.
It's like the Mac Daddy of Pro Tools controllers, yeah, to give you an idea.
That's high end, but yeah, you can, exactly. you can download, like Tyler said, a prosumer or a consumer version of Pro Tools and use it in your own home.
I think you better get prepared for a huge learning curve, is my guess, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. If you've never used anything like that before, sure, you probably want to start a little less than that, work your way up.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard of like the M-Box by DigiDesign? Is that a good place to start?
That's a great place to start. Great place. Okay. I think it comes with a version of Pro Tools as well. So it's a perfect place to start.
Okay. Well, yep. Cool. I think I'll do that.
All right, Chad.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man.
Have a good one.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oops, I put him on hold. I didn't mean to do that. Pete, can you take care of Chad for me? Thanks, Pete. See, Pete is who actually makes the show go.
Definitely.
He's using technology and computers with this whole thing all the time, and good thing he's around because... I forget how to work this stuff sometimes. Up next here is Mike. Mike, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Great. How can we help?
Well, keeping right in line with the last caller, I guess, musically talented, but don't play an instrument. However, I'm interested in doing some stuff at home on the computer. More in line for the band, what would they recommend as far as kind of an entry-level program where I could dabble around and not drop, you know, the several thousand dollars for Pro Tools?
Do you want to record live instruments? Do you want to record computer-generated plus live? You want to...
Basically kind of make my own music at home, different instruments. Right. Would they recommend something like, I mean, as simple as like Fruity Loops or Vegas?
Yep.
Or is there a better program that might be more in line for what I'm looking for?
If you had an Apple, I'd say... If you had a Mac, you know, I'd say go grab GarageBand.
Definitely.
Okay.
Which is super easy and intuitive, and you can get rolling quickly, and they have some kind of pre-built loops for ideas that you can modify. Loops.
Yeah.
Okay, what about for Windows?
But for the Windows world...
Acid, Vegas, any of those will take in all of the whole library of Acid loops that exist out there, which are just loops of instruments. They're like little sections of songs, and you can put them together. It's got the drum tracks, the bass tracks, the keyboards, the horns, whatever, and you can copy and paste them and put them in whatever order and make a song.
And we've got a link direct to Acid and kind of more information around it and some of the add-on packs and things you can get right at our website at datadoctors.com/radio. You'll see right there it says Sony Acid, and we specify for intermediate skills and up. So,
would you guys recommend like a small MIDI controller versus using the computer keyboard?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm hearing head shakes and translating them into verbal yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can buy some great, cheap, small, like, keyboard type of MIDI interfaces that are also audio interfaces, too, so that you could plug a mic into them or a guitar or something as well.
Oh, okay.
And so, and very, very cheap, probably for a couple $100 you can get one that's a nice small one.
Or you can go online and find these things, or local, like, Guitar Center, things like that.
Definitely.
They'll have them in stock.
Definitely.
Ready to rock and go.
Okay.
So.
Oh, great. You great help then. Thank you so much.
All right.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That frees up a line at 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. This topic has more, it's got more interest than I thought it might have. I'm kind of happy about that.
Depth, sweet.
And people were going a little deeper than I thought.
That's reason. Crazy. When I heard reason, my eyebrows perked up.
Reason?
Reason.
I had never even heard of such things. And now I know. Wow. So we do have, we kind of broke down the links this week into a couple of different sections, if you will. And so we try to specify if you're looking for easy things to kind of get started, or in the case of like the last couple of callers, they're beyond experimental. They're ready to maybe get a little bit more serious, not quite to the pro level. They're not ready to go out and cut demo albums and things, but they're on their way.
Sure.
And maybe they're hobbyists that, you know, never going to even take it to that level. Just want to take what they got and turn it into something. Mm-hmm. Well, so there's tools out there for that. A lot of this stuff comes as sometimes different versions. So they'll have like a light version that gets you started.
Right.
And then you would later upgrade to the pro version of it, but not have to relearn anything. You just get more of the tools and interfaces unlocked and things. So lots of stuff out there. We've got lots of resources, lots of links, datadoctors.com/radio. And as the show progresses, if there's anything interesting, we might have to go and add one for a reason to this week's links, maybe in real time here. So stick around. We got lots more coming up, including more of your calls and questions. 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, back right after this. It's the sounds of Nova Lux in the background. If you want more information on the band, NovaLuxBand.com has all the goods you can check out. Or if that's too much for you, just the site you're already at right there at the bottom, datadoctors.com/radio. Keep this rolling for a minute, Pete. It gets awesome in a second. Even more awesome.
Takes a little while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you guys do a lot of this sort of mellow piano vocal thing. But then...
Wheels off.
That's right.
It's like you say, you know, the mellow thing's kind of cool. This feels good. Maybe I need a little coffee. Give me that coffee. No, energy drink. Got the energy drink now.
Amped. Nicely done.
There's the howling at the moon I was telling you about, right? But the he does it better than me, obviously.
A little wee bit.
I don't know if I do, actually. Don't be surprised if I call you on the stage tonight.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Flick is.
There you go.
Cool.
So we're talking about the technology of music and audio. We've got resources posted for you, datadoctors.com/radio, including one we just added. If you're trying to figure out, how do I take the instrument I have, whether that's my voice and a microphone, whether that's my electric guitar, whether that's my keyboard, whatever it is, you want to get that into your PC somehow. Well, you turn around the back of your PC, there's no place to plug in, right? There's boxes.
USB, baby.
That basically convert from those signals to what something your computer can deal with, right, in the digital world. And M-Audio is probably the big leader out there of these kinds of boxes we call audio interfaces. So we put a link to that in case you're trying to figure out that step in the equation. And we got lots of other resources there for you, so check those things out. Let's jump back on the phones. More people calling about what we're talking about today, which is awesome. Ian or Ian?
Ian.
I'll take Ian. That's better for me anyway.
All right.
Welcome to the show. How can we help you, sir?
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I recently bought a PreSonus FireWire interface for PC. Came with Cubase software. And the main purpose of this is to start recording some drums, live drums, for my band for an upcoming CD. I'm wondering, just looking for any tips on recording live drums.
So are these are real drums, meaning acoustic, right? Not an electronic set that's triggered.
Correct. And we've got a 7-piece microphone kit for the drums. Just looking for any tips on getting the best
sound. Freaking out.
Ian's going for
it. So it's an 8-channel interface, right?
It's actually 10, but it's got 8 XLR in it.
Okay. Oh, you're good then.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Wait. On this show, we have rules, a couple of big rules. you used an acronym, and we got to define XLR. Anyone?
Essentially, it's a microphone input.
Yes.
Nobody knows what it stands for?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well,
I don't think we do, which is just ridiculous.
It's the weird three-pin deal.
Circle with three pins. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how mics plug in, and that's obviously he's going to plug a bunch of mics in to record individual drums and cymbals and things on his drum set and get that then into his PC, like we were just talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's using a different brand of the same kind of idea, and it came with some software, you said, called Cubase, which is probably in the intermediate to upper end,
right? It is. Right, exactly.
As far as what you can do with it and maybe the I won't say the quality of the production, but really the options you have available to you.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're looking for what kind of information, Ian? This is probably going to be a mic question is my guess.
Tips and tricks?
Yeah, I'm just looking for any tips on getting the best recorded sounds possible.
Okay.
You know, I know that drums are probably, they're really hard.
They're the toughest thing.
To get a good sound.
Exactly. Yeah. They're the toughest thing.
Let me ask, and the most important thing.
Well,
yes.
Let me ask a few questions if I can. Is and this is sort of for Mike, but for everybody, right, listening. Is the room this is set up in and maybe the acoustics of that room important at all in this or not really? Michael?
Probably not as important as you would think unless it's in a bathroom somewhere where then you have too much
good,
echo.
Because that can be a big problem, right, if people are trying to do this in their homes. Mm-hmm.
Is this
going to
be in a garage or a bedroom or a living room or something?
It's a large bedroom.
Okay, that'll work. Perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. Not an issue. Are you already familiar with programs like Cubase as far as multi-track and getting all the individual drums to go to different tracks and everything?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So are you looking really for like mic placement and that kind of thing? Or
yeah, and just again, any tips on levels and just anything to make them sound good? I mean, I've got a seven piece mic kit.
Cool.
Kick, snare, three toms, and then two overhead microphones.
Exactly what you need. First things first, make sure the drums are tuned good. I mean, that you got to start at the very, very beginning. And if you have some that are ringing like crazy, long decay on the ring, then just muffle them down a tiny bit with, you can even, fold up a paper towel and duct tape it to the edge of the head a little bit, so that it's not driving you nutty.
The tricks drummers play to make it sound right.
Exactly. And then mic placement. You can fool around a little with it. Normally, aim the mic toward the center of the head where the stick's going to hit. And that's going to get you the best tone. And then as far as levels, just watch your levels in Cubase. If they're clipping, get them as hot as you can without clipping. And try to record them with no EQ if you can, and then EQ after the fact.
Ooh, big tip there, see? So what he's saying is get the raw, natural sound
copied down. You don't
want to
squash what
you
have.
Yeah.
And then if you want to enhance it after the fact when you're mixing down.
Yeah, here's
the
technology part. You can do so much after the fact, including getting the, if the snare drum mic just is always staying open and you're hearing the cymbals through it and you're hearing other toms ringing through it or vice versa, other instruments, you can gate those out and close that off and cut out the noise after the fact.
So after the fact. So the biggest, maybe I heard, important part here is get the natural sound out of each, in this case, each drum or each part of the instrument as best you can per instrument, per drum head, right?
Yeah.
And deal with cleaning it up and making it sound good in the mix, quote unquote, after the fact.
Fix it in the mix.
All right.
Awesome. Can I give my band a quick plug?
Yeah.
Sure. All why right. not?
We are. Thank you very much. We are Cobalt Fall. We're playing at Krabby Don's in Gilbert. We're actually going to be at Flicka's in
Krabby Don's.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
All we'll right,
be at
man.
Krabby Don's tonight. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Take care, guys.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Man.
But he plugged his, but if you go to that show and not to Novalux, you're in big trouble. So figure out if you can back-to-back him somehow.
Yeah. Well, Novalux starts at 11, so he might be able to make it happen.
There you go.
So
we got a lot more show to go, a full hour, including our Geek Speak of the Week. More your calls and questions right here on the Computer Corner. Please stick around.
The thing I'm having is I just bought a stupid wireless mouse.
But can I do that with Wi-Fi?
Now my screensaver doesn't work.
And that's the solution I'm looking for.
Yep, that would be it.
Something that they call drive-by download.
Okay, stop there.
Try to boot into something called safe mode. Take my advice and go get this free program that is out of this world.
Eliminate those and see if the problem still persists.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Does your computer bite?
There's nothing that comes in the computer that's of any value.
Has your hard drive gone floppy?
The head whack is the thing that makes you kind of go,
don't! It's time to call the Computer Corner.
We're not your daddy's computer radio show.
Is this thing on?
On News Talk 92.3, KTAR.
Welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're talking and we're rocking about the technology of music and audio. I thought it would be kind of a cool, different kind of topic. Didn't realize it would be as popular as it's turning out to be, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I love when people call in with stuff on topic and we can answer questions and give them ideas about how to sort of go forward in the world of technology. So if you've got questions, you've been thinking about putting together your own garage band or your own little solo deal, or you used to play X back in the day and you want to figure out how to take that and maybe noodle around a little bit, or you want to take existing songs that are out there and you want to make your own sort of mashups. We used to call those mixtapes back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. Any of that kind of stuff. You want to play with audio and music and get your computer involved to do all the heavy lifting. This is the show for you. We've got resources for you. datadoctors.com/radio. And we got a line for you. 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. So feel free to dial on in with that. Stuart, Chris, Brian, we're going to get with you in just a second. So you sit tight. But before all of that, we've got something oh so important. It's a part of every show. It's been around for years and years and years. A little something we call our Geek Speak of the Week. We try to bring you a little phrase, some vernacular from the world of geekdom. We bridge the gap from gap.
Gack.
Gack, yeah.
The gap.
Bridge that gack.
From geek to human. And, it's called the Geek Speak of the Week. Robert.
All right. Well, Geek Speak of the Week is swass, not sauce like you'd put on your sandwich, but swass.
Swass. A lot of swass on this. Swass. Nice. What's swass, Robert?
Well, refers to any combination of audio effects applied to an instrument or voice, often referred to as reverb or echo.
All right. So when a singer is singing, a lot of times they throw on, like the old days, they would call it the echo chamber.
Right.
Reverb, the delay, the echoes, you get the idea.
Large hall reverb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
sure.
You can, if you got your surround sound on your TV, and you know how they have all those modes on there and you can flip through them, and there's regular, you know, Dolby Pro this and 5-point that and all these crazy things. There's always one in there called like hall or cathedral or whatever.
Live club.
Yeah. And that stuff sounds like all crazy and echoey. That's a lot of sauce.
Sauce.
Yeah.
And some singers out there, if they're trying to do their singing thing, sometimes they need a lot of sauce
like
to sound right.
They're like divas for sauce.
It
yes,
fixes up their voice and enhances.
You got some more sauce with his vocals over here.
So it's sauce, the Geek Speak of the Week. All right, before we jump back on the phones, we've got to take a quick time out to talk a little bit about an event that's going on next weekend. And to talk a little bit about the event and what it is and what it's all about, we've got with us Chris Arthur with the Intel Land Fest. Chris, are you there?
I am.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Brandon.
Real quick, give us an idea of what is first a LANFest, and where do we find this thing? Give me all the information on it. What's going on?
Sure. So it's kind of a long-winded answer. Intel LANFest is actually a large series of LAN parties. Now, it's held in several places across the U.S., around Intel campuses, or sometimes at Intel campuses. There's actually, you know, there's one up in Portland, there's a couple in California, there's one in Boston, and of course there's one here in Phoenix. Now, before I get too far into what a LAN party is, and some people might have heard of one, LAN in computer speak, of course, is local area network. So
there
what we do is
go.
We take a huge look building, we put in a bunch of tables and chairs, and we toss a big network in there, and everybody brings in their computers, and we actually have everybody play multiplayer games with each other in person.
All right, Chris, when you say huge building, give me an idea. Is this like 20 people showing up, dozens of people, hundreds of people? What kind of scale are we talking about?
We've got room this year for 350 people to bring their computers in.
And so everybody listening, they wouldn't have room set up for 350 if they didn't expect 350. And this is so 350 like-minded individuals in a room, all playing various different computer games. They could be crazy games with shoot 'em up things. It can be all kinds of different things. Strategy games, I'm sure.
That's right.
All kinds of things. So this is going on next weekend. What's the dates, times, that kind of thing?
So the next weekend it'll be on the 13th. So of course Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. It'll run actually 24 hours straight.
Nice.
And it's taking place at the this all benefits charity, actually. So the Shriners Hospitals for Children, the actual Shriners, they have an auditorium just north of Sky Harbor on 40th Street. And they've got this big auditorium that they donate to us, and they let us.
You say it all donates charity. You mean like $23 goes in your pocket and two to Shriners, right?
Nope. Actually,
of the $25, how much of it goes to them?
So actually, all of it goes, and in fact, more than all of it goes. So since this is Intel supported, and we actually have a slew of sponsors that help out with this, the $25 you get matched by Intel, and for every $25 we put in, $50 go to.
Wait a second! You guys are doubling up. So if you guys got 350 people at $25 a head, my quick goat math means like $1.6 million. Intel's going to double that, right?
That's right. Actually, it's funny because across the series of events, this effort has already topped $250,000.
Wow!
Since its inception. Yes.
This is all people. This is all people going out to play games with other people 24 hours at a time. So they bring their energy drinks and their Cheetos, right?
Right. In fact, Monster Energy is one of our sponsors.
No, of course they are.
You get a lot for your $25, actually. Yeah. But in addition to the 24 hours of gaming, and we have tournaments on different games, and you get a couple of free Monster Energies. You get free pizza from us. You get a bag of swag from our sponsors.
You got prizes and stuff for the tournaments and all that?
There are prizes for the tournaments. One of the tournaments this year is Unreal Tournament 3. It's a pretty popular first-person shooter game, and we're actually giving out a gaming laptop by Asus, which is really sweet.
Wow, that's cool.
And Intel being a sponsor, they're giving several of their super high-end Core i7 965 Extreme Edition processors. Those are about $1,000 a piece. So.
Robert's eyes just lit up over here. He's like, what?
I'm going to have to go game.
Yep.
I'm going to have to game.
Even if you're not a real gamer, you just, buy a ticket, throw $25 at charity, and have a shot at all this cool stuff that we're giving out.
All right, Chris, so I got to tell you, what if I'm a little embarrassed because my PC, A, is kind of weak, number one. Number two, it's shared with the wife, and if I took it out of the house for the day to come down and game, I'd lose it. What about guys like me?
So actually, Howie's Game Shack, which is another local sponsor, they have a place over in Mesa Riverview. They're going to be bringing over a subset of PCs for rental for the day for another $15, which actually also gets donated to charity. We just want to make sure they don't get rented out too fast. For another $15 on top of the $25, so $40 total, you can actually rent a really nice gaming PC. And, if you're kind of gun-shy and you haven't played before, or if you're in that position you're talking about, you have the opportunity to come in with nothing. You literally walk in and sit down at a rental PC that's really nice and capable, and you can play games all day on one of their...
You can play games, drink Monster Energy drinks, have pizza, and best of all the nickels, dimes, quarters, pennies, dollar bills, 20s, 50s, 100s, whatever it is, right? All that dough is going to charity, 100% of it, plus matching funds, so 200% of it, and it sounds pretty awesome. Now, if people want more information, I know your website, landfest.intel.com, right?
That's right.
And it's next Saturday. That's the 13th, starting at 10 a.m., 24 hours. You don't have to stay the whole 24 hours if you don't want, right?
No, of course. You can leave, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
I would suggest staying, until probably late night, because we'll do the second raffle. That's when we'll do a lot of the drawings and stuff.
Perfect.
But the LANFest site has all of the events listed. The one we're looking at here is Desert Bash. It's actually the largest LAN party in the state.
Cool. So we've got that. It was also in our newsletter yesterday, and we'll feature it again in next week's just in case people miss, because we want to help out anything we can that's charity-related that involves computers and technology. That's awesome. Hey, Chris, thanks for filling us in on the stuff. Good luck next weekend.
Definitely.
And maybe I'll come check that thing out.
Yeah.
Definitely come on by.
All right. Great. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate
it. Thanks a bunch.
We'll talk to you later down the road, and we got to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we got Stuart, Willie, and Brian in place for you at 602-277-5827. Stick around. It's Computer Corner. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. It's the sounds, it's the music of, it's the audio of Novalux. There in the background, we've got a link to band information resources. Most importantly, they're playing tonight at a place called Flicka's Baja Cantina in Scottsdale.
It's actually a nice place.
It's actually
really kind of cool. They got a big outdoor area, so you can hang out in between a couple of bands, not just you guys, right?
There should be four other bands, I believe.
Wow.
This is exciting.
So you can hang out outside a little bit and chill, and then when you hear them getting ready to go on, you come inside, watch the show a little bit. Then as they're tearing down, switching out for the bands, back out. The weather's so nice.
Weather's
tonight
so
out there.
Good right now.
Actually, is nice.
Lots
the
of
food.
Room there.
The food is good.
Yeah,
we have had the food. It's nice.
So we've got a link to where it's at, times, all that kind of good info. Our website, datadoctors.com/radio. We're talking about the technology of music and audio, and invite you to call in with whatever your questions are around those topics or whatever else you want to talk about. 602-277-5827 is the number. And we're going to go right back to the phones and talk up next to Stuart.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call finally.
You bet. Sure. Thanks for hanging out so long and being patient with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. It seems that China Police Department this week in the news has been guilty of something I've done myself. They failed to back up some crime scene photos, and now they're gone, completely gone.
Yes, they had a snafu, I think we call things like that. And so they helped remind all of us what we talk about all the time, backing up, back it up, back it up, back it up. And then double check to make sure you backed it up.
Going pretty well for me lately, so well, in fact, I'm thinking of having one of your techs do a house call on my situation and see if they can't wave the dead chicken and revive my locked up desktop.
I'm sure if there's a dead chicken in the world that will solve your issue, our guys know how to carry it.
Data Doctor's booty.
And everything I can think of, and you guys are my last hope to unlock things over here.
Like Obi-Wan, right? No, right. Not Obi-Wan. What is it? Obi-Wan, your last hope?
Obi-Wan, you're my only hope. Right.
My only hope. See, I was close.
You were close.
But, and I've even upgraded from VHS video recording to DVD recorders.
Hey, welcome to the O's, sir.
All right.
Is there any kind of question, anything we can help you with today, or you just wanted to...
I just wanted to point out that news article of Channel PD failing to back up.
Yeah, I actually was on Channel 3 on the TV3 thing last night at 5:30 talking a little bit about that, and more importantly, you know, yeah, something happened, but thankfully it wasn't a huge deal, it sounds like, for them, and some of the things just reminding people in the world, if it can happen to them, it can definitely happen to you.
That's right.
Back
but yeah,
up.
I primarily get my most of my news off of KTAR anyway.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for checking in with us and updating us on what's happening in Stuart's world, at least, right?
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Stuart. You
too.
Bye-bye.
It's pretty much it will happen to you, whether or not you're backed up or not. So
it's a matter
eventually,
of time, right?
Yeah,
matter of time.
You guys, obviously, as you're recording things, you get ideas. They pop into your head. You record this stuff, and these things sit sort of in the back of your computer until sometime later when you scare them up. Obviously, backup in your world is probably pretty important because...
Yeah, we actually have a hard drive with our entire record on it.
Yeah.
So all the Pro Tools sessions are in the hands of Troy.
That's what's called the master stuff, right?
That's
so
right.
If you
right.
wanted to remix it and take out Tyler's voice and put in Mike's, for example...
You could do it.
That would be a bad idea.
Yeah, all the tracks are there. It used to be you would take back tapes from the studio, like ADATs
right.
would be what they were called typically.
Two-inch.
Two-inch tape, reel. Way back in the day. But now it's you put it all on a hard drive and you maybe get two hard drives.
Yeah, you have backup
right.
of
yeah.
that too, don't you? Just
yeah.
in case Troy, who knows what happens.
Maybe his house, yeah. you know.
Burns to the ground.
But yeah, definitely a big, very important thing. And the great thing too is we can go back years later and remix some stuff. And,
that's right.
You know, have fun with it. So.
What about the dance remix of Novalux?
Ah, yes.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. You just need a dance beat, like
well,
I hear in the back of my ears.
So that we can be played at roller skating rinks across the country.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick time out for some news, get you caught up with what's happening around the state and around the world, some traffic, some weather, whatever. We got lines open for you, 602-277-5827. Mr. Willie, I know you're hanging out there. Thanks for being patient with us, buddy. We're going to get to you right after we come back from this break. And, of course... more about the technology of music and audio. We've got resources posted for you online anytime at datadoctors.com/radio. And check those things out while you're waiting. And stick around. We'll be right back.
Long trial, have you tried yourself to live without?
You know what's better than hearing
a band play on a CD on the radio?
I know the answer.
It's hearing a band play live. Live music, always better. Right, Dr. Sam? Always better. You can hear these guys, Novalux, that you're hearing right now in your head. You can hear them live tonight at Flicka's Baja Cantina. We've got the lead singer, the guy playing the keyboard and the singing.
Hello.
Right here in studio with us to help us talk about the technology of music and audio. And if you want more information on where you can check them out, same place where you're going to find stuff always for us, datadoctors.com/radio. Right there at the bottom, a link right to tonight's show and times and places and maps and all the goods. So check that stuff out. Check out.
Thanks.
You bet. Let's jump right back on the phones and talk to people about music and audio and technology and really wherever they want to go, right? Up next, it's Willie right here on the computer corner. Willie, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How can we help you, sir?
Well, I've got a dilemma. I'm trying to download the video from my camcorder, and it's got the mini DV tape. I bought the 4-pin to FireWire connector. My PC doesn't have a FireWire connector, but my Mac does. Now, I plugged it in my Mac, and there's no video software on there. So I can either buy iLife, which has iMovie, or I can buy the card, the FireWire card for my PC, and use the Windows Movie Maker.
All right. So if you're already, you already own a Mac, you're already comfortable in the Mac world.
Yes.
So I would say that there are a few things that Macs really excel at, and anything pretty much in that deals with arts and creativity, they are the bomb.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so if it were me, I'd go buy the software and use your Mac, because I think you're going to have a better experience, and you already own, and that's really where Macs excel. I mean, anybody can have a web browser and send email and do Word documents and those kinds of things, right? You can do that in either world. And if you're running a business and you have accounting software, and then that's really a Windows world kind of thing, although it can be done in the Mac. But if it's coming to making music, if it's making videos, editing, those kinds of things, mm-hmm. anything that's really artistic, the tools and things available, the software generally is just, I think, better in the Mac world.
Yeah. Okay, is iMovie a decent software application for doing that?
Yeah, and you don't have to buy the entire iLife package. That's sort of a suite of software. So if you just want that, you can buy iMovie or iMovie HD separately.
Oh, okay.
So look at that. Think about that. In fact, Lewis, who's not here today, but it's on the show a lot, he has a couple of Mac service repair sales places around town called Mac Media.
Uh-huh.
He's not down here today, but I guarantee if you give Mac Media a call and you look him up online at macmediainc.com, give them a call, tell them what you're trying to do. They will guide you perfectly on what you need.
Cool, because I've never done it before.
Yeah, and I know Lewis, he does this kind of thing all the time, so call down there. If he's not around, just talk to anybody down there. They're all helpful and friendly, and they'll hook you up.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, Willie?
You have a great day.
You bet. Good luck with that. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See, we just hooked Lewis up, and he wasn't even here to appreciate it.
I know. It's awesome.
I know.
Look at you.
That's how we roll. So we've talked a little bit today about the technology of music and audio and some of the things you can use if you're trying to record, from the basics all the way to the pro end and everything in between. Some other kinds of things out there, and we didn't touch a lot on this, but we have a few resources available, is what if you just want to learn more about making music and more of the schooling, the thought behind it, and really get an education on how do I put things together and maybe just do a little of experimenting on that kind of stuff. We've got a couple of resources. We've got one that's specifically built for kids, and I'm guessing you could take 4 or 5-year-old kids, even as young as that, and get them on this site. It's a website out there, and it's kind of cool and interactive. It actually allows you to build little songs real basically by dragging instruments onto like a little workspace and clicking and using colors to represent where the notes are going to be. And it lets you do up to like 6 tracks worth, meaning 6 different instruments, and then you can play them all back combined to make a little song, and it lets you do it all online. You don't have any software to download or install. It's all free, and it's got a lot of cool little games to teach them how to match sounds and match rhythms and those kinds of things. So for kids, pretty cool resource. That's the link to that located again on our webpage, datadoctors.com/radio. So if you want to do a little education, get the kids involved, that's kind of a cool thing. Everybody knows that kids really have the ability to learn a lot more than us adults who you can't teach old dogs anything new, right? So if you had anything music in your past, you're interested, see if your kids are interested. Get them interested, because right now, if they want to pick that stuff up, now's the time to do it. I'm guessing, Tyler, you probably started at a pretty young age, kind of getting after things with music, and probably helped propel you a lot to where you're at now, right?
Mostly, say, 10 years old, I started really diving in.
10?
So, yeah, I was about 10 years old.
Is that just really when you sort of discovered things, or did anybody try to introduce you earlier?
I was in and out of lessons, you know, between like 7, 8 years old, and just had a real hard time just grabbing onto it. And at 10 years old, I decided this is something. I really love this. So got a Casio keyboard for Christmas one year. And
it was
just started
the beginning of the end.
Yeah, just started writing little ditties, you know.
Yeah, Casio keyboard.
Casio,
see?
Yeah.
You don't have to have pro level stuff to get into things and start figuring out how to make things work and make rhythms and sounds and make things sound good. And
no,
you know, it's you can start with basic stuff.
No, I've noticed that with my kids already. It's crazy. You know, I got a 13-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old boy. Happy birthday, Kyler! And both of them just picked up the music like crazy. You know, she's got a guitar and which he wants now, but of course Guitar Hero, you know.
Yeah,
it is just crazy. That's introduced them to a whole world.
My son, he's picked up, he's 7 years old, he can get on Guitar Hero, he can hang with me now, we can play stuff together.
Wow.
Because of some technology and things.
That's right.
His biggest problem is that he has a hard time stretching his fingers because the guitar is too big. Mm-hmm. Right, but otherwise he hits those things right on the rhythms. He can do close to 100% of most of the songs.
It's scary.
It's crazy. And it doesn't take long. So it's kind of a cool thing that's out there. Technology really does help extend downward to younger and younger people, make them sound better and look better and do better. So,
and it makes them want to go to the next level with music.
Right.
It helps them.
Having success early on helps get people hooked.
Definitely.
And being able to sound good and feel good early, that helps propel you, I think, a little bit.
For sure.
So.
For sure.
We've got a caller, Nick, who says Macs aren't for sound. Nick, is that true?
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call. I make a living off making media, music, video, compositing, 3D, DVD authoring, etc. I stay as far away from Macintosh as I possibly can. It was a choice I made years ago because there were not as many products available for the Apple as there were for the PC.
I think that's true in general with anything, not just audio, but in general, there are a ton more offerings and choices available in the Windows world than there are in the Mac world. And I think in the Mac world, the highest end of highest things is probably software called Logic.
No, Logic is a traditionally a MIDI sequencer, now an audio sequencer as well. It sits on par with Cubase and Sonar, both Mac and PC. Well, Sonar's not on PC, on Mac, but Logic is not the best of best. It's a myth. The whole audio thing about Mac being better is a myth from like the late 80s. You can do all that stuff on PC now. It's equally a myth.
Hey Nick, the Mac militants, they're going to be dialing in moments here.
I hope they do.
I hope they do too. We talked about earlier, I think, and maybe you missed the really top of the game for everything that's done out there in the world of commercial music and audio. Pro Tools, there's no doubt that's sort of the standard, if you will.
It's the standard, not the best. I hate Pro Tools. I stay, again, as far away from Pro Tools as I possibly can as well.
Hey, for a guy like me, I'm lucky to use Gold Wave and Audacity, which are, to me, like, there's too many.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's as high as I can go. So I guess it depends on what you're trying to accomplish and what your needs are. But certainly for a guy in the industry, Nick, I'm sure you know your stuff. And
sounds like it.
And is it possible that the stuff you use is more horsepower than any one of us regular Joes needs?
It's just when people call and ask, it's a reaction that like, oh, Mac's better for music, PCs are better for spreadsheets. Mac, you can do that stuff on Macs now. All the business stuff PCs could do, you can do it on Apple now too. The lines are not as clear as they used to be.
Blurrier and blurrier, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Very blurry.
Agreed.
Very blurry. Anyways, thank you for taking my call. I'll listen to the rest of your show.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate any input. And if I was wrong on the Mac thing, hey, that's very possible and highly likely. So.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks. You too. Usually we get the other way, right? We're talking always about Windows stuff. And,
sure.
And guys are calling, going, hey, what about us Mac guys?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I call them the Mac militants. And today we go the other way. So,
interesting.
I don't know. Yeah.
And Lewis isn't here for that.
I know.
He wasn't here to stick up.
Yeah. He could probably back us up.
Yeah.
That's probably funny. Bombing.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking a little bit about technology, music, and audio. We've got a line or two or four. I don't know, a couple of them open for you. If you want to dial in quickly before the show ends here, 602-277-5827. We can talk about that or whatever your problem is. But most importantly, if you get nothing out of this show today, it's that there's lots of things out there. If you're looking at exploring music, you can get your computer involved for almost nothing, and in some cases, absolutely nothing. And you can use it as a tool to really make a lot of things in the audio and music world a lot easier to do. And more important than all of that, come check out Nova Lux tonight.
Oh, thanks, Brandon.
The resource is datadoctors.com/radio. You can see where and how for all of that. We're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner. Stick around. Welcome back. It's the final segment here on the Computer Corner. If you missed any part of the show, fear not. We've got resources posted for you anytime online all the time at datadoctors.com/radio. Of course, we'll have the audio archives of this show and all past shows there for you. You can go way, 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 way back. Like jumping in a DeLorean, hitting 88 miles an hour. We can take you back years and years and years.
Gigawatts.
And you can see past shows. This show will live on forever, Tyler.
Sweet.
It's a legacy you've left, if nothing else.
Awesome. It's all I need. It's all
and if you don't want to go seek out the audio of this or any show, there's this thing out there called podcasting. If you already know what it is, cool. If you don't, it's basically like DVR for your TV, right? You subscribe to a show like this one, and it comes to you.
Nice.
Just go search for Data Doctors in iTunes. And you'll hook up the podcast right there. So check that out. All right, back to the phones. See if we can finish things out strong with Rog. Did I pronounce that properly? Raj.
Yes.
Raj, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry for the name butchering.
Okay. I have a question. I have an analog Hi-8 video cassettes. Maybe two dozen.
Hi-8 video cassettes? Those are like, that's like a decade or so ago, right?
Yeah, old technology, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to convert into DVD.
Okay.
How do I do that?
So you want to convert old Hi-8 camcorder kind of style videos to DVD.
Yes.
There's a couple of steps involved. You still have the Hi-8 camcorder or some kind of player for that?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Because that's a major part in the process unless you want to hire it out. And so you'll need to take that and hook it up to your computer. And so instantly you're thinking, well, how do I do that? Because there's no place to plug in. If you had a newer sort of digital camcorder, those plug in through FireWire or USB interfaces. But for the older stuff like what you've got to get some inputs to be able to plug in.
Yeah, to input into the computer.
Right. And you need both video and audio. And that audio can either be, well, the audio part's actually pretty easy because you've got that on your PC. You just don't know it yet. The video part's the tougher part, and there's a company out there, the easiest way to get started, there's a company out there that makes a box that plugs in externally through USB called, it just left me, Pinnacle Audio, I want to say?
Pinnacle.
So okay. Pinnacle Audio, they make it, and it's a kit. So this is a box that you would hook up externally through USB, and it comes with some really simple, easy-to-use software, and I think it even comes with the cables you need. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to set up your camcorder as a player on the desk next to your computer. You're going to plug this box in and the cables associated, install the software, and then you're going to actually play on the old camcorder in real time. And while it's playing, you're going to be recording on your PC. Now, that's sort of step one, where you're going to get it off the tape and onto your computer's hard drive. Uh-huh. And so once it's there, then you can either choose to immediately burn it to a disk, or what most people want to do is take it and edit it. And so maybe you had 2 minutes of oops, you left it on while it was pointed at the ground. You can chop that out. Maybe you want to put a little music behind it because the sound on it really isn't that great. Maybe you want to put in some what they call crossfades from different scenes or some effects,
some
transitions, titles.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, that software that comes with is a kind of simplified version of what is used sort of out in the world, but it makes it really easy to do those kinds of things. So when you've got all this edited down to sort of your final, here's what I want it to look like, then the last step is taking that file that's going to be a huge file on your hard drive and converting it to what a DVD needs and burning it, all sort of in the same process. Again, that Pinnacle software comes with everything you need, including that. And so at the end of all of this, you're going to end up with a disc that you can go and insert in your regular DVD player in your living room or at your friend's house or in their computer and be able to watch this on any regular television.
Okay.
But the reason I mentioned that particular name by the brand name Pinnacle, I've used the product before, and it's been a few years, but it comes with everything you need to go from where you're at to where you want to go. Otherwise, there's lots of different ways to go, but you have to get either a card or a box, then you have to get software, then you have to learn how to convert, and it's just a lot of different steps there, and this will help kind of simplify a lot of that for you.
Okay. Can you spell that device?
Pinnacle, yes. P-I, is it N-N-A-C-L-E?
P-I-N-N-I-C-L-E?
A-C-L-E.
Oh.
Pinnacle.
P-I-N-N?
Yes, sir. If you Google that, you will find the product out there. And make sure they make a card that can go inside your computer as well. That requires you to turn it off and insert the card and do a bunch of other things. It's fine if that's what you want to do, but this is a simpler, easier way to go. And get you up and running a lot quicker with a lot less headaches.
Okay, Pinnacle.
Right. Yeah, the other choice out there for people that are thinking about doing the same thing, if you don't want to go through all that, there are lots of services out there where you can send them your old tapes. They'll convert them and send them back along with DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
The only downside to doing that, obviously, besides the cost, is that you don't get to choose what to edit out. You don't get to choose any of that. They just send you back pretty much raw format, and then you have to deal with it after the fact. So, you know, to me, if you're going to do this more than a couple of times, go get the stuff you need to do it. Do it yourself. You're going to learn something. You get to control sort of the output of it. And overall, kind of a cool experience.
Uh-huh.
All right, Raj?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That wraps up the show. You hear that music?
I hear it.
Yes.
Yeah, so the gorillas playing. That always tells us it's time to go.
There you go.
We'll remind you one more time, if you missed any part of the show and you want the resources for technology of music and audio, it lives on in infamy, digital infamy. datadoctors.com/radio. Thanks, Robert, for coming down, helping out. Mike, for your musical mad skills.
Sure thing.
And definitely Tyler for your skills with the piano and vocals. And
Brandon, thank you very much.
And everybody, please go check out Novalux tonight. We've got the resources, the info posted, datadoctors.com/radio. Until next time, as always, we want to remind you, if you don't need it, don't install it. See you next week.